Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking consumer demand for beef. We'll do that in just a moment.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a Cat D8N dozer, a Volvo L220D wheel loader, a 2008 Bobcat S205 skid steer, or a Massey Ferguson 5475A tractor. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Cat 320 CL excavator, or a 2009 Lofness G10 grain bag loader, or bid on a Rotomix 345 12 B-feed wagon. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
The well-being of everybody in the cattle business, whether you're a seed stock operator or a cow-calf operator or a stocker producer, a feedlot operator, whether you're just involved in helping service one aspect of the beef chain or another, ultimately your fortune rests with the consumer demand for beef that's out there. University of Nebraska agribusiness specialist Tom Field says that even amidst high retail prices, you've got to deal with making sure that beef demand hangs in there. According to Tom Field, he says maintaining the trust of beef consumers has got to be a priority for the cattle industry, and that rests with good stewardship throughout the entire beef pipeline.
We have to provide them a product that they can feel good about, that they know that there was a person of integrity and experience who's standing behind that product, who gave great thought to the process that was used from production all the way to processing to provide that product to their family.
The encouraging thing, according to Tom Field, is that despite the economic recession in recent years, consumer interest in purchasing beef has remained resilient.
Well, early on, when the recession really started to tip over the edge, there was a lot of panic in our business that, oh man, they're going to trade us for chicken or for non-animal proteins altogether because the economy was so tough. And what the checkoff-related work and research committee found was, boy, beef consumers stuck with the beef industry. They might have traded down from white tablecloth to a premium whole muscle cut that they bought at the store and cooked at home. They might have traded down from a steak to a burger or to a flat iron steak, something maybe a little lower in price, but they stuck with us. Why did that happen? Our flavor profile is so distinctive and the eating satisfaction from our product is so good that people love the product.
Now that's all well and good. Tom Phil says there are still great challenges, though, that remain for the industry in sustaining retail beef demand.
The challenge for us now is how do we get the non-user and the folks that don't like to cook, that don't spend any time in food preparation, to stick with us, because when things get tough, out-of-home eating drops off a little bit, and we have the potential to lose that share if we're not prepared to help people use our product at home. And then the other big question I think we have is the millennials. And we have to find the way to have that compelling conversation with them to help them understand the value, the quality, and the real benefit to them of consuming a healthy, nutritious product like lean beef.
Talking beef demand with Tom Field. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's the Blackjack Farms and Guests annual female production sale coming up this Saturday, October 19th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms, Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 75 Angus and Sim-Angus lots, including spring pairs, spring-bred heifers, show heifer prospects, fall-bred cows and pairs, open yearling heifers, and more. For information, you can call Eddie Sims of National Cattle at 580-595-1626, and you can check out the catalog at nationalcattle.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.